Welcome. You're listening to Soul Food A La Carte, Issue 5. We have access to the orchard of God's mercy free of charge, but the fruit does not come off the tree until you shake it by prayer. I love that quotation because it's a statement that combines the freeness and the abundance of God's grace with the necessity for urgent, fervent, energetic prayer. The fruit's all there, but you got to shake the tree. The first item I have here is an article on doing personal devotions. Many Christians have trouble carving out a daily time alone with God. Often it's because their devotions have been dry and boring. The principles in this short little article are some things that have really helped me have delightful experiences with God in my personal devotions. Then I've got three sermons, and again, these are on prayer. This is still from that series, Jesus' Pattern for Prayer, from the Sermon on the Mount. First one is our daily bread. God will supply everything you need, but everything you need for what? To stay alive? If so, then why do we die? This sermon asks the question of exactly what is the difference between a need and a want, and where things like recreation fit in the Christian life. We usually want God to give us this year our annual bread. Why daily bread? Well, it gives to each day its own special character. Having in it a fresh gift of God, it brings God very near to life. Next sermon, forgive us our debts. Most people think asking forgiveness means asking not to be punished. But there's so much more to forgiveness than that. When we sin, we incur four massive problems. And asking forgiveness means requesting that God reverse all four. This message will elevate your ability to appreciate how staggering is the gift God has given you in offering forgiveness. And then, deliver us from evil. We focus a lot on resisting temptation, but many of the temptations we struggle to resist are temptations that should have been avoided altogether and could have been avoided if we had followed Jesus' instructions on prayer. Jesus gave us some strong warnings. If a mafia boss put a price on your head or your children's heads, how energetic would you be about protecting yourself or protecting your family? Jesus warned us of a far greater danger than a mafia hit and then taught us to pray for protection. This message explores how to do that. If you wait for the moment of temptation to fight temptation, you will lose. I also included a link to Al Mohler's briefing titled Secular Scientists Stumped on Beauty. It's the January 22nd episode of the briefing. And Mohler talks about a New York Times Magazine article titled, How Beauty is Making Scientists Rethink Evolution. The concept of beauty is a huge problem for evolutionary theory, and Mohler does a great job pointing out that even the controversial new so-called rethinking that the article talks about really does nothing to explain the phenomenon of beauty in the world. Evolutionists just simply can't explain that. And reading this article, it's a super long article in the New York Times Magazine, but if you just listen to Mohler's comments, you'll get the gist of it, and he really does do a good job showing the folly of that. Beauty is one of the most marvelous evidences of creation. And then a final quote for you. Most people think the key to happiness is escaping some hardship or suffering, but happiness doesn't come from subtraction. It comes from addition. Increase fellowship with God, and joy will come.